Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Speaking with colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs about his native Australia and the plans to reawaken the Royal Australian Navy and setting sail to augment the defense of East Asia from the Chinese predators. However, Gregory is not pleased with the subordinate role. He analyzed it here for us. The subordinate role that the Royal Australian Navy accepts, augmenting the U.S. Navy, not taking charge of its own. Here's Gregory to explain. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. More of this later tonight.
The best seakeeping navy in the world. I think that's the U.S. Navy even acknowledges that. The seakeeping and operational capabilities of the Royal Australian Navy are second to none, but they start generally from the wrong premise, and that is that Australia is not really taking the lead in its own survival. And this new service combatant growth looks at that. The one area which is interesting in this service combatant fleet review is the strengthening of Australia's push for unmanned or optionally manned warships, which could go out in support of the fleet into blue water operations. And Australia has been pioneering much of that, not just in surface vessels, but in underwater unmanned vehicles, large ones, which could actually take the place of a lot of the conventional or manned submarines and so on. So these are actually really good and important and new capabilities. What was disappointing in this combatant fleet review was that they were planning to design and build these unmanned or optionally manned surface combatants in conjunction with the United States, rather than taking the lead and saying, this is our very independent requirement. It's a unique operating area, which is not really the same as the U.S. Navy's operations in the Central Pacific or the Atlantic. And they're allowing that to color the ship designs for Australia. So it's really another report by the Australian Department of Defence, which is showing Australia in a subordinate role, not in the equal role which AUKUS allows for Australia, UK, US, but once again in a subordinate role to support the United States. And that's all well and good, except that the United States has separate interests in the region. The United States is actively upgrading the offensive warfare capability of Australia's neighbour, Indonesia, under the new president-elect, Prabowo, and they're supplying Indonesia with 24 F-15EX, very advanced fighter, long-range fighter aircraft and strike aircraft. And this does pose a threat to Australia. We have to look also at Australia's larger threat environment. Yes, China is important, as the Financial Times keeps bringing it back to this hand-wringing situation between the West and the People's Republic of China. But with the People's Republic of China likely to implode as a threat over the coming 5 to 10 years, we have to look at the post-China situation. And for Australia, that means a scenario or a context which very much includes an expansionist India, which has a very large and a navy, which claims that the Indian Ocean belongs to India, whereas Australia has a larger coastline on the Indian Ocean than India, for example.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.